Manhunt. The clue of the Crimson Corpse that led to Manhunt. No crime has been committed yet. No murder has been done yet. No manhunt has begun yet.
Hey, wait a minute, Joe. Let's take a look in the store window. It's terrific.
Let go my sleeve. All right, we'll look. Yeah, it is nice. Winter sports, huh?
Yeah. Gee, Larson sure has the snappiest outfit.
Yeah.
Look at that one, will you?
Uh-huh.
Take a look at that model. She's almost real.
I wish she was. Hey, Tom, what time is it? We got a date, you know. The girls ain't gonna wait all day.
Hey, what's that? An accident?
Can't you see a car skidded, that's all. I asked you before, what time is it?
Let's see. Just noon.
Well, come on, we're late.
Okay, but I'd sure like to have one of them sport outfits. I could re... Hey, Joe.
What's the matter?
Look what's laying there right in the middle of the window display.
Holy mackerel.
Look at the blood all over him. And the knife sticking out of his back.
Holy mackerel. A murder in Larson's window at high noon.
An unseen murderer has done his deadly work. And the blood of a human being now mixes with the artificial snow of a window display. Who will know where to look for the murderer? Who will unmask the unknown killer? Who will start the manhunt? Manhunt and the Clue of the Crimson Court.
Nope.
Well, I'll take it. Knock with 7 points.
Oh, what am I playing gin rummy with you for, I'd like to know? You sure you haven't put some chemicals from your laboratory on the backs of the cards so you can read them?
If I could do that, I wouldn't be spending my time in the police laboratory, would I, Pat McPett?
No, Drew, you wouldn't. But that's the third straight game that you've won.
I wish we had a nice fresh murder to work on instead of sitting here killing time.
You wait right here and I'll go out and shoot somebody. Mm. Come on, old man, deal them the cards.
Hey, Drew.
Well, Bill Martin, the homicide sergeant in person. Want to take a hand, Bill?
Want to take a hand, he says. No, I don't want to take a hand. I want you to lend me a hand.
Oh, game's over, Pat. What is it, Bill? What's up?
One of these days someone's going to get killed and there'll be fingerprints or something we can trace. But today ain't one of them. We got a murder, Drew, but a Lulu.
That's what we've been waiting for. What's the story, Bill?
What's the story, she says. There isn't any story. That's the trouble. You know Larson's department store?
Sure, it's right on me. Sir.
Yeah. And a dozen people are looking in their window all the time. Yet a half hour ago, a corpse suddenly grows on the floor of the window, and nobody saw how it got there.
Oh, but that's impossible.
Impossible, she says. Sure, it's impossible. Except for one thing. It happened to happen.
Well, take it easy and slower, Bill.
All right. Look. A fellow named Fred Santley was stabbed in Larson's window.
Huh?
Nobody saw it happen. Yet one minute there was no corpse there, and the next minute there was. All we know about Santley is there was a key to a room in the James Hotel in his pocket. Nothing else that'll happen.
Wow, Bill, that really sounds like something. Let's go.
Let's go, he says. I'm going up to Larson. If you're staying here till I yell for you, go on back to your gin rum again. Gonna need you in a little while.
Well, looks like we're ordered to continue playing, Drew. Maybe I get revenge now for those 3 games I lost.
Never mind the games, Pat. We're going to the James Hotel.
This is the room Mr. Santley occupied, Mr. Stevens. But he was only here one night.
Mm-hmm. No baggage or anything, huh?
Well, I was on duty when he checked in, sir. All he carried was a portfolio. What did the police want with him?
The police don't know yet.
Oh, I'll take it. Might be something. Hello?
Finally, you answer phone, eh, Santley? Where are the papers?
Well, you see,
We know you have been dealing with someone else. But my government is prepared to pay you much more for the plan.
Well, couldn't we meet somewhere and talk this over? Hello? 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 I must have said the wrong thing. They hung up. Oh, wait a minute.
Yes, Mr. Santley?
This is a police call, miss. Please check the records and see if Mr. Stanley made any outgoing calls when he checked in last night and get me the numbers.
Yes, sir. I have his card right here. No, sir. There are no outgoing calls on his card.
Thanks.
I'd be there if he made any calls, Mr. Stevens.
Yes, I hope there were some. Well, this is really a prize murder. Not only don't we know a thing about the murderer, but we don't even know anything about the victim.
Where you're driving, Drew.
Sorry. Want to know something, Pat?
Mm-hmm. I want to know something about this case.
That's what I wanted to tell you. If we don't find out anything at Larson's, we can pack up. You know, this is the first case where an unknown man is murdered in a store window with a dozen people looking on and nobody saw a thing.
You'll find a way out, Drew. You always do.
It's always the first time for everything, Pat, and this looks like it.
I don't know.
Pat, those three words describe every single angle of this case. Oh, here we are. Okay, Pat, hop out.
Hey, you can't park there. Oh, sorry, Mr. Stevens, I didn't know it was you.
Okay, Morrison, do you want duty at this corner?
Yes, sir, since 10 this morning.
Say, Morrison, was there a fire on the block at noon or an auto smash-up or something that would cause a crowd to gather?
No, sir, nothing.
You see, if there had been an accident or some sudden excitement that would draw the attention of anyone standing in front of the window and give the murderer a chance to get the body in. Oh, well, everything in this case leads up a blind alley. Why should this be an exception?
Officer, maybe a loud backfire or an explosion of some kind.
No, there was kind of a loud noise, I remember, about then when a car skidded turning the corner.
Huh? What kind of a car?
A big green sedan, Rhode Island license plate. I didn't get the license number.
Well, that might be something. Thanks, Martin.
All right, Steven.
Hop out, will you, Pat?
Okay.
Just the legs after a ride. Pat? I'm going into Larson's to talk to Bill.
Do I go with you?
No. I have a job for you.
Uh-huh.
Get back to the office and get on the telephone.
Yes.
Check every Midtown hotel garage until you find one that has a big green sedan with a Rhode Island license plate. Rhode Island's a small state. There can't be more than a couple of cars that match that description. I'll get the owner's name and hotel room.
Will you be back after you talk to Bill?
No, I'll call you. Maybe I'll drop in. Headquarters is only around the corner. Now hurry, will you, Pat?
Okay, Drew.
Okay to go in, Morrison?
Yes, yeah, sure. Okay, Mr. Stevens. Sergeant Martin's in the display window with the dummy.
Huh. There's a gag there somewhere. Hello, Bill. What are you doing in the window?
Huh? What am I doing in the window, he says. I'm modeling a new box flat. What are you doing here?
Oh, nothing. Just thought I'd drop in and see if I could help.
You can help. Beat it. No, wait a minute. I want to tell you something. You get a little dope, Drew.
Oh.
A floor walker here saw Santley come in carrying a briefcase, and it's missing now.
Hmm?
He checked his fingerprints with the federal office. He's an airplane designer. That's all we know. Does it mean anything to you?
Huh. That information means that five's my lucky number, Bill. In 5 minutes, I'm going to make a 5-cent phone call, and $5 will get you 10 if I'm not on the trail of a gang of killers. Pat, this is Drew. Any luck?
Oh, the best. Only one car fitting that description in the Midtown garage. Hotel Georgie. Car belongs to room 870.
Oh, Pat, I love you. You're wonderful.
Yeah, I know. But be careful, will you, Drew?
Sure I will. I'll keep whoever I find in front of me all the time. Santley was stabbed in the back, you know. Oh, 8th floor? Thanks. Well, 870 past that. We ought to be right here.
Very well. Step on your front, please. And then over here. And, 8-8, ready. That must be that one. Ready.
All right, everybody. Back against that window. All three of you. Come on, move.
What's going on here?
Mr. Stevens, huh?
Thought your voice sounded familiar. Clerk from the James Hotel and your gang, eh? Well, this is quite a setup. All right, start talking, you.
About what?
Getting cute, eh? Never mind, I'll do the talking. You just nod your head. I think I've got this figured pretty well.
We listen.
You made a deal with Santa. He was going to sell you plans for new airplane motors. He didn't trust you and insisted he meet you in a public place where there were people around.
So?
So you met him inside Larson's store in front of the door that leads to the display window. At exactly 12 o'clock, you had somebody drive your car outside and go into a skid, knowing that the people outside the window would turn to see what was happening.
They always do, you know.
Yes, I know. And just at that moment, you stabbed Santa, took his briefcase, and threw his body into the window. You closed the window door and walked out as nice as you pleased. Nobody in the store saw you because a couple of your men stood in front of you all the time. Right? Come on, talk.
We do not have to talk. If you will turn in back of you, you will see why.
Oh, you're kidding, of course. You don't think I believe there's anybody in back of you.
Ooh, good work, Stephen. Come now. Everybody out.
Right.
Leave the car where it is. That's how I must have traced it. Stolen anyhow.
Right.
Come, Snell, move.
Right. Come on. Get a move.
I'll right. take the briefcase. But first, I kill this policeman with a knife as I kill Santa.
Come on, boys, grab those nasty bums. Keep them outside in the hall till I see if they've hurt through.
They have. I'll strangle them with my own hands.
Drew, please open your eyes. Please, Drew.
See anything, Pat? Any signs coming through?
No, I don't, Drew. Drew? Drew, please. It's me. Pat, say something.
Oh. Pat. Somebody's been playing gin rummy with me. I went down when somebody knocked. Right on the back of my head.